Earl Sheeler is the next guy I wanted to talk about with you because you played on and off with Earl quite a bit.
Yeah.
The Funky New Orleans Band.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I guess he's in the P.T. Stanton, the Stone Age.
Mm-hmm.
And what's also interesting, too, is that he's had two different instrumental incarnations. He was a damn good cornet player for a long time, and now he's a pretty fair clarinet player.
I've always thought of him as a clarinet player, primarily. That's his first instrument. I don't know if I'm right. And occasionally he'll switch off to another instrument. He'll give any instrument a try. On the Funky Band, he switched off from clarinet to play the cornet because he wanted to have Helm in the band. And Oxtot was in that band. And I was on trombone, so it was either the banjo or the cornet. So he played the cornet, and he sounds great, I think. He was either the entire owner or part owner, I think, of a club in Berkeley called New Orleans House several years ago. And Earl had a band there, of course, since he was a part owner of the thing. He would always try to get Burt Bales, I remember, to play in his band. And who else? Earl always got good players. Thank you.
Earl Sheeler's funky New Orleans jazz band, My Josephine, a tune that was popular with New Orleans musicians like Papa Celestin's band that recorded it in 1926. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you a salute to trombonist Bill Barden and a discussion I had with him in 1994 when we were joined by clarinetist, author, and chairman of the San Francisco Trad Jazz Foundation, William Carter. As Bill recalls the peculiar, enigmatic trumpeter P.T. Stanton, we'll hear P.T.'s abstract and laconic trumpet style with the Stone Age jazz band. Stone Age, retro and backward-looking even within traditional jazz circles, was heard and recorded at the New Orleans House in Berkeley during the late 70s, with Earl Sheeler playing clarinet this time. I like their relaxed feeling, as if just sitting around on the back porch on a sultry afternoon playing for friends and relatives.
Well, what about Stanton and all those guys? When did you get together with them?
When I heard him, there was another listener about my age, and we fell into conversation and exchanged cards. He said he was a piano player. They had a band that played something like Helm's Band. And would I care to sit in with them sometime? Sure I would. So after 6 months or so, nothing happened. So I wrote him a postcard saying, hey, what's happening? And was invited to come out to Valenti's barn where a fraternity dance was in progress. And they were P.T. and Pete Allen and others, Dick Webb. That was the first time I ever played with a real band, a good band. And, it just knocked me out.
P.T. was on cornet or trumpet?
Yes, he was playing the cornet or trumpet, and every now and then he would set it down and pick up the guitar, which added immeasurably to the rhythm section sound. First time I ever played with a four-piece rhythm section, and it was really great. And that's how I got to know those guys. Later on, we had jam sessions in Pete Allen's mother's living room in Berkeley.
Bob Mielke told me that P.T. would sometimes get a little lazy on the bandstand, and Milky once got mad at him and said, "What are you doing? You're not playing." He said, "I'm playing imaginary lead." Does that ring a bell with you at all?
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing P.T. would say. One time, he was trying to get a point across to some other player, and he said, "Think of it as a series of one." He was always coming up with gems like that.
I understand he was quite a character.
Yes, well, deliberately so. He cultivated his own character.
Stone Age Jazz Band with the most leisurely rendition I've ever heard of "I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate." A chance for you to hear trumpeter P.T. Stanton's peculiarly abstract lead trumpet style. The Stone Age Jazz Band consisted of like-minded musicians who'd been playing together for years, like Bill Barden, Earl Sheeler playing clarinet, and Walter Yost tuba.
P.T. Stanton had a rather earthy sound.
Yes. He sounded much earthier as time went on. I believe that he was a Rex Stewart fan, a big Rex Stewart fan.
No kidding.
Yeah, because you know how Rex Stewart sometimes would play a phrase or a long phrase of eighth notes, but it didn't have a bebop sound. That had a rather dancing around sound like Bill Coleman used to get sometimes. And P.T. would get that sound too. He would play long phrases of eighth notes and it would really dance.
My knowledge of him is very staccato.
Uh-huh.
Well, little bursts of notes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he used to do rather less... didn't sound as jerky earlier. He never did sound smooth. He never did sound like Buck Clayton or Harry James playing legato. He never had a liquid vibrato. P.T. used to do a very creditable job of playing bassy like piano, but his trumpet playing really got more angular as time went on. Thank you. from the time I first met him, he cultivated a dissipated image. He was an admirer of the Bix Beiderbecke life cycle, I think. He thought Bix had the right idea, how to live. I think P.T. was a little disappointed to find himself carrying on after the age of 30. It upset his plans. He did make short work of it after that. He had been on the wagon for a long time, mm-hmm. and he fell off.
How old was he?
Well, he would have been about 60, I guess. He hadn't played for some time, 2 or 3 years, I guess.
The Stone Age Jazz Band Out of Print album from Stomp Off featuring the ever so odd P.T. Stanton, a traditional New Orleans tune called Move the Body Over. Yet another fascinating character Bill Barden introduced me to was Hotz O'Casey.
He later changed his name to Hotz O'Casey from Hotz O'Casey. another character. He was not really a jazz player, but he played with plenty of spirit, and he thought of his career as playing with Anson Weeks, the society band. Mm-hmm. He played saxophone and arranged for Anson Weeks. He lived near the Union and tended bar at the Union speakeasy in the basement mm-hmm. Quite often. He was a little guy, a small man who used to like to, when he would get drunk, he used to like to take off his glasses and lie on his back and play his clarinet straight up into the air.
Oh, God. You get a lot of spit in your throat doing that.
I guess you would, yeah. I don't know if Hotz noticed. Well, that was Hotz O'Casey.
You know, I've heard the atmosphere around the Union Hall described a little bit by Gersh, who used to play pinochle there. And do you have memories of that? Mm-hmm. Would guys get jobs by just being on the spot when a gig came in?
That's right. Yeah, there was a bar. I referred to it as the speakeasy, but it ran all day. There was a bar in the basement of the Union. And there was this room off to one side where some of the old hands would play cards. Mm-hmm. And people would hang out at the bar. And sometimes someone would call out, somebody needs a trumpet player. Anybody want the job? Yeah, where is it? And at the yacht club. Okay, I'll take it. Things like that. Later, at 2 o'clock, they'd lock the door. There were quite a few people who were issued keys to the front door of the Union and go in. I had a key. You'd go in and go down the stairs. There'd be another closed door, and you'd give a knock, which I forget what it was, but it was a coded knock, and the peephole would open and an eye would look out. Just like the movies.
It was after hours? Is that
yeah, because
reason?
It was after hours. Oh. And it would go till most people felt like going home, maybe 3, 4 in the morning. And that was kind of jolly.
Ladies, you step in line, shake your shimmy like I shake mine. Oh, shake that thing. Oh, shake that thing. Shake that thing. Oh, I'm getting sick and tired of telling you to shake that thing. Oh, Grandpa Jake, he's a Jelly Roll King. Got a hump in his back from shaking that thing. Shake that thing. Yeah, shake that thing. Oh, listen to me, telling you to shake that thing. Shake that thing, Bill. Shake it. $20 bill, shaking that thing. Yeah. listen to me talking. I'm telling you to shake that thing.
Thanks for taking the time out to talk with us about some of your memories of jazz in the San Francisco area between 1940 and the present.
I've really enjoyed it.
I want to thank Bill Carter also, Bill, for being here.
And I've certainly enjoyed it.
So this is Dave Radlauer, including an interview with Bill Barden, trombonist for many years in the San Francisco Bay Area. Interview also conducted by Bill Carter of the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation.
The foundation website is www.sftradjazz.org. Their publication, The Frisco Cricket, has published the complete unedited transcript of this interview. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering transfer and restoration of vintage tapes and discs. Here's Robbie Schlosser's Magnolia Jazz Band taking us out.
Now, Leonard Bernstein, he's the symphony king. He makes a lot of money from shaking that thing. Shake that thing.
You can shake that thing some more at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. I hope you've enjoyed getting acquainted with Bill and his musical friends and their wild times during this salute to trombonist Bill Barden. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.